is going on, and welcome to the Real and Raw Show. I am your host, John Marone. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you haven't done so already, please take a second to like, subscribe, and write a review. This show is based around everything real life, real estate, and real tools for real change. So if you're ready to go ahead and have some real change in your life, get your pen and paper, and let's get real and raw.
It's 2024. We took a few weeks off, but we are back and ready to drop some insane, actionable, transformational value to you over the next 12 months. The holidays went by pretty quick, right? We build up all year for this one day, right? And it goes by quick, and then we have a few days off. Then we go into New Year's Eve, and next thing you know, it's the new year. And so with the new year obviously becomes, these new rituals we want to create and these new goals that we have. And there's these big aspirations of what this year will bring to us. And in today's episode, I want to just talk about something I get asked about a lot and the way I want to twist it and reframe it for you to start thinking about. You know, in our real estate mastery coaching, we've coached a lot of agents to be massively successful on calls, right? In social media, in their productivity, in their self-mastery, all these things. But one of the biggest parts we work on is how to make sure that you, when you get the opportunity, picking up the phone, calling somebody to make sure you get that appointment. And with that comes objections. And so the question we always get after training over 13,000 agents on sales, scripting, objection handling, how to close deals, all these things, over 13,000 agents, I get tons of questions of, hey, John, how do I overcome this objection? How do I overcome I have a realtor objection? How do I overcome waiting until the market drops objection? How do I overcome, I'm waiting to talk to my spouse or I'm looking for a friend? How do I overcome all these objections? And I always give the answer, right, through a process, through a framework. But there's something that most people don't recognize, and I hope this shines light into what you need to recognize, which is, the biggest objection you face is not the one that is external. It is the one that is internal. It's in the one that you harbor internally. It's the one that continues to pop up when you want to take the big action. I'm not talking about the excited first 7 days of the new year, because there's not many objections that come up there, right? You're excited, you're ready to go, but usually it's going to come down the line in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, a month, 2 months, whatever it might be. And so we start this routine because we're excited, right? There's some excitement around it. But then the old limited beliefs start to creep in. Then the old self-doubt starts to creep in. Then the old procrastination starts to creep in, right? Then the old limitations that were put on you as you were a child that you unfortunately had grabbed onto and created that as your new version of you as you got into an adult creeps in. And so the biggest objection that you need to face this year in 2024, is it going to be who's going to be the next president? How do I overcome that in my real estate market? It's not going to be overcoming objection of trying to, go ahead and get them to understand interest rates and how you can go ahead and get them to look at homes, even though maybe interest rates aren't where they want them to be. It's not going to be that. The biggest objection you will face in 2024 will not be external. It will be the internal one that you harbor. It will be the internal objection that has stopped you from reaching your goals in the past. Because the circumstances will always be there, right? The different objections will always start to come your way. But you must identify, what is this internal objection that you continue to face inside your own head that stops you from staying committed, staying consistent, doing the shit that you said you wanted to do, even though when you don't want to do it? What is that objection? Because when you can identify what that objection is, that is the biggest one you will overcome. And the ones that are external will become a lot easier to overcome, a lot more fluid. You'll have a lot more finesse with it. It won't be as difficult. But if you continue to try to fight the objections that are external in this world, in your real estate market, in real estate sales, if you continue to fight those without first addressing the internal objection that continues to bring you two steps back, you will have a similar year in 2024. You won't grow to the rapid pace that you could. So for the first thing I need you to do this year is not figure out how to get more sales, not figure out how to create a better brand, not figure out how to go ahead and utilize your CRM better, or what CRM to use, or how to overcome certain objections on the phone. None of that is what I want you to focus on right now. What I need you to focus on is, first, what is the internal objection that you have been harboring for who knows how long, that you have yet to overcome, that does not allow you to look at the external objections with a different perspective? So take the time right now, write it down. Write it down. What is that thing? That internal thing that has been stopping you. Let's dive into that. Is it the procrastination? Is it the self-induced self-doubt, or maybe the not self-induced self-doubt, but the self-doubt that was given to you once again as we were growing up or from the people around you? Self-sabotage, right? Fear. What is it? What is that thing? I want you to face it. I want you to face it. I know it's scary. I know it's scary to finally face it and really go through it. Not over it, not around it, but through it, right? The only way through it is through it. That's it. It's the only way through it. You have to go through it. And I know it's probably scary to actually sit back and be like, man, am I finally going to try to face this big thing that's been holding me back? Because you've been going ahead and pointing fingers at, this is the reason why I'm not successful. Here's the reason why my numbers aren't where they need to be. Here's the reason why I'm not as healthy as I want to be. And you continue to point these fingers. Now, I'm sure there's days where you take self accountability, but at the end of the year, there's a huge moment where you probably could look back and say, man, for a good 65% of my time, I continue to point my finger at these other reasons why I'm not successful. The leads suck. You know, no one wants to buy right now. The market's trash for my health. You know, I just don't have enough time. How am I going to do this with all the things I have going? All those things. Now, there may be some valid points in between that. But when you actually unpack it and look at it, that's not why you didn't hit your goals in 2023. And that's not why you're not going to hit your goals in 2024 if you don't. It's because that internal objection has continued to stop you. It's continued to halter you. It's continued to hold you back. And so for that reason, you're going to face it this year. And as I said before, it's going to be fear that is going to be there. But here's what I want you to think about. You know, we just went through Christmas, right? And all our kids were unwrapping all these presents and, you know, loving all of them. It was pretty cool to see, because now Brixton, you know, he's old enough to actually, you know, really enjoy things, and he loves things. He was giving kisses to, you know, his Bowser that we got him and all this other stuff. So it was really cool. It was really precious. But I think the best thing that you could unwrap is the best present that you have, which is the understanding of where your fear lies. See, fear is a gift. It's a gift from God. It's a gift from the universe. It's a gift from the next version of you. It's a gift from your higher self. It is a gift. And you need to unwrap that gift. And you need to see what exactly that fear is. And you need to go through that box of fear and figure out how to get through this. Fear is simply a gift from God, from the universe, from your higher self. It is a gift that is given to you. You must unwrap it. You must see what's in that box, and you have to go through it. But you might be sitting there right now and see that fear as the problem. It's not a problem. It's the present, right? Your fear is not a problem. It's a present. And if you could take that present, unwrap it, go through it, say, this is what I need to work through this year, right? This is my main focus. It's not about getting more leads. It's not about going ahead and figuring out what CRM I want, or what market I need to do, how to brand myself, what I should post on social media. That is not what you need to work on first. You need to work on what that fear is that's been holding you back from taking advantage of all those things, and work through that objection, and you'll find yourself maximizing everything that you're thinking about doing in your business and in your life. Go do that this year. Make it a must. I want to make sure everybody knows that's listening to this right now that greatness is on the other side of fear. Greatness is on the other side of self-doubt. Greatness is the other side of self-sabotage. Right? We have to unpack this. So what's the number one objection you're going to face in 2024? It's not going to be external. It is going to be internal. So it's time for us to start working on it. It's not going anywhere. It's only going to fester and get bigger and bigger and bigger. And it's only going to stop us from reaching our fullest potential for exponentially to grow. It's going to stop us from doing that. And we want to help you, obviously, right? So if you're somebody that's in real estate, that's listening to this, which a lot of our listeners are, let us help you. We got an incredible, incredible opportunity for you. Okay, incredible opportunity for you. Never have we done this, but you can get into our coaching, one-on-one calls, group calls, thousands of documents and resources for you. You have obviously the best scripts and framework in the business. I mean, you name it, we have it for you. And it costs less than a quarter of one of your transactions. That's how inexpensive it is. So if you're interested in seeing how less than $2,300 for a year can show you how to quadruple your income, but most importantly, bring you a higher quality of life, then just go ahead and reach out to me on social media. And it's at Real John Marone, right, on Instagram. Just message me the word coach, okay? Message me the word coach. Or go to gorealestatemastery.com/home and fill an application out. So gorealestatemastery.com/home, fill an application out, or hit me up on Facebook or Instagram and just put the word coach in there and we'll get on a call with you and talk to you about it, okay? But whether you join our coaching or you don't, the biggest thing that you could do right now for yourself is to face that biggest objection that you are probably hiding from, or that you avoid, or that you ignore, or that you see it and you run from. Face that. And if you want our help in facing that, then reach out to me about the coaching and we'll show you how we could help you create a process to make sure that you overcome these internal objections the right way and for a long-lasting change. So there it is, guys, the first call of 2024, the first show, the first episode. This is where we begin. This is where we begin the journey to dominate 2024. We're going to get into all the things you should be doing as far as making sure you have the right marketing, postcards, talk about listings, talk about expireds, talk about all these things, right? Because this is the real and raw show. So it's everything real life and real events. Last year, I didn't dive too much into real events. I had a few. We're going to do that more this year. We're going to bring on maybe a few guests, a few family members. We're going to be doing that this year. We're going to stay committed to it to bring you value. Now, maybe we don't bring a show every single week. I'm still holding to that. As you guys know, last year when we rebranded and we came back after almost a two-year hiatus, we decided if we don't want to do an episode for that week, we're not going to. And the main reason why is because we're not going to force our content. It's got to become authentic. So that's the most valuable for you. So I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. 2024 is here. It is time for you guys to dominate. Time for you guys to face the biggest objection that you guys have, which is the one that you internally harbor, and go absolutely dominate this year.